With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. An investigator is still trying to figure out what started it, but we do have an update on a house fire in the city last night that was on Askin Avenue near Wyandotte Street West. One person will have to find another place to stay for a while. The fire caused $250,000 damage. Last night, paramedics took one person to the hospital. 2 years to the day after four members of the Avsall family in London were killed when a pickup truck plowed into them at a busy corner, Windsor residents will remember them. There's a walk of solidarity at 7 tomorrow night at the Burt Weeks Memorial Gardens on the riverfront. Alia Samser with Islamic Relief Canada says everyone's invited.
We're reaching out to the entire community to show a force of unity, a force that, you know, we cannot be divided, and we're not going to be letting these things, these tragic and horrific incidents, go by without fighting against Islamophobia as well as hate.
The trial for the man accused in the attack is in Windsor this September. Nathaniel Veltman faces four counts of first-degree murder and one of attempted murder. There's word the federal government is paying $1.5 million to beef up security at Pride events across the country. The Minister of Women and Gender Equality and Youth is expected to announce that today. The money will go to event organizers who apply. CTV News says the National Association of Canadian Pride Organizations asked for the money last month after a rise in threats and violence against the LGBTQ plus community. Statistics Canada noted a 64% jump in hate crimes against people over sexual orientation between 2019 and 2021. Windsor has a new Commissioner of Corporate Services, Chief Financial Officer, and Treasurer. It's Janice Guthrie. She's worked for the city for 24 years in a number of senior management positions, including Deputy Treasurer. If you bought a package of fresh-cut cube butternut squash from a brand called Nature's Pick, you're going to want to throw that out. Health Canada says it could be contaminated with listeria. It's got a best before date of May 30th, and they were sold across the province. Food contaminated with listeria might still look good or smell okay, but it can make you very sick. And if you've already eaten it, call your doctor. And Jan Arden is coming back to the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. Tickets go on sale on Friday for the show on August 25th. She's released 15 albums, had 19 top 10 singles, won 8 Juno Awards, and has written 5 books. Game 2 in the Stanley Cup Final is tonight. The Golden Knights took Game 1 on Saturday. They play the Panthers again. Before that, though, we've got baseball. The Tigers play the Phillies in Philadelphia, and the Jays host the Astros. Sunshine today, although it is kind of hard to see with all that haze from forest fires in Quebec in the air, up to 25 degrees, down to 12 overnight tonight with a few clouds, hazy again tomorrow, sunny, windy, and 25 again. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.